Please will come to order at 6 o'clock. Welcome everyone, please turn your cell phones off. Today is Tuesday, April 14th, 2015. Members present: Representative Herron, Representative Ortiz, Representative Johnson, and myself, Chair Stutes. We're also joined by Kelly Burnett from House Records and Jessica Hines, and of course my loyal committee helper, Reed Harris, my committee aide, Reed Harris. We have two confirmation hearings for Commercial Fishery Entry Commission designees, Benjamin Brown and Vern Rookwright. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to have one right after the other, and after both of you have given your presentations, then we'll open up public testimony. So, Commissioner Designee Brown, please state your name for the record and begin your presentation.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. Benjamin Brown, Commercial Fisheries Entry Commission, and it's a pleasure to be once again before the House Special Committee on Fisheries for this hearing. I know that time is of the essence as the end of session approaches, so I'll just briefly introduce myself. I was born in Alaska in 1967 in Anchorage.
Excuse me for one moment while I recognize Representative Foster. Welcome. Thank you.
I'm still Ben Brown from CFEC. I was born in 1967 in Anchorage, and I grew up there. From sixth grade on in Palmer, I went to Palmer High School. I went away to Georgetown University School of Foreign Service and got a Bachelor of Science in Foreign Service. Was fortunate enough to move back to Alaska and work as a legislative aide in this building for the better part of the 90s. And after that, went away to law school in Boston, also returned to Alaska, took the bar up in Anchorage, and then came to Juneau and clerked for the Honorable Larry Weeks, who was the presiding judge of the First Judicial District, and I've lived in Juneau ever since 2001. I've had a number of interesting positions. I've worked for all three branches of state government, legislative, judicial, and executive. And I was in private practice with a firm here in town for about 4 years called Baxter, Bruce & Sullivan before Governor Parnell appointed me to my first term on the Commercial Fisheries Entry Commission, which began in 2011. And Governor Walker reappointed me earlier this year to a second term. So if it's the wisdom of the legislature to confirm me to the position to which Governor Walker has appointed me, I would be grateful to continue serving in whatever capacity this job entails. Things seem to be in transition across state government right now, so I certainly would not expect it to be a static or uninteresting four-year term. But whatever challenges it presents, I'm happy to the best of my ability, try to meet them fairly, honestly, with whatever skills I bring to the table and to do my best job. So I'm happy to answer any committee members' questions or to turn it over to the next confirmee.
Thank you. I think I will take questions from the committee. Are there any questions from this committee? Thank you. Then I will ask Designee Rookwright to step forward. Please state your name for the record and begin your presentation.
Thank you, Madam Chair. My name is Vern Rookwright, and it's a pleasure to be before the committee this evening. And good evening to all of you. My name is Vern Rookwright. I'm a resident of the city of Wasilla. I was born in Massachusetts. That's where I was raised, went to high school, graduated in 1969. Rather than wait to see what the fates would bring me, I enlisted in the United States Air Force, and I volunteered for service in Vietnam. There was a 40-year tour. I was allowed a 90-day rollout on reduction in force at the end of the war to go to college. My resume doesn't reflect it because it's not all that important, but I did attend a two-year junior college in law enforcement management administration, and then I emigrated back up to Alaska. I'd been up here in the military for a short period of time before I went to Vietnam. I worked during the pipeline in a truck rebuilding shop. I finished my bachelor's degree in criminal justice at the University of Alaska in 1981. I also worked for the Department of Veterans and Military Affairs. I enlisted in the National Guard after my regular military service. I went to Army OCS, became a Reserve Commissioned Officer. I worked for them full-time in operations and training. I finished my bachelor's degree, as I stated, and that permitted me to apply for and get a position as a state probation parole officer. I worked at the Palmer Correctional Center as an institutional parole officer, and then I took a dogleg turn to a corrections officer, two position for a number of years, then back to probation parole grades. I left the Department of Corrections, applied to Creighton University School of Law. I took a little time off, and I went out to Fort Knox, Kentucky for my Armor Officer Advanced courses in 1989. Then I attended Creighton University School of Law from 1989 to 1992. I came back home to Alaska and I was, my first 6 years I was engaged as a partner with a law firm of Stepovich, Kennelly, and Stepovich in Anchorage. Not liking the commute too much down the old highway, I opened my own law practice in Wasilla. I did that until I ran for mayor of the city of Wasilla in 2008, and I just finished my six-year term as mayor manager of the city in October 20th last year. And then I was appointed, and in fact, for a short period of time, I was in-house legal counsel to a four-clinic medical group here in Alaska, and then the governor asked me to come on board here. And now I appear for, before you today.
Thank you. I have a couple questions. If you're appointed, will you be relocating to Juneau?
Right, that question's been asked, Representative Stutz, and yes, I've talked to my wife about it, so I would treat that as a slope job, essentially. I'm only on a two-year appointment because I'm filling out a term that was vacated by Judge Frelick and then the last designee, and then I was appointed January the 21st. And I said, well, certainly, because the CFEC is located down here in Juneau, and my wife's good with it. I do miss home, but we can travel back and forth. I've done that before.
Great. Thank you. I must have missed that question on your previous interviews. Are there any other questions from this committee? Seeing none, I will now open up public testimony. Do we have any in-house testimony, please? Come up, state your name for the record, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. My name is Martin Lundy. I'm here on behalf of the Southeast Alaska Saners Association, a group right here in Juneau who represents the interests of roughly 1,500 fishermen throughout Southeast Alaska and beyond. It's a privilege to come before you again today, this time to commend Governor Walker's reappointment of Commissioner Ben Brown and appointment of Commissioner Vern Ruprecht. Not only do we believe that the three commissioner positions within the Commercial Fisheries Entry Commission are of great importance, we believe both of these gentlemen possess the exceptional knowledge, skills, and expertise to continue CFEC's great work in preserving Alaska's precious fishery resource and serving the hardworking men and women who earn their keep harvesting Alaska's fisheries. Commissioner Brown has been with CFEC for a number of years now and has been a very personable addition to the commission. With not simply a background in scholastic law, but time on the ground and in the trenches of maritime and fisheries law, Commissioner Brown's experience enables him to address both the realities of the decisions he helps make for people, not just businesses and corporations, as well as the intricate workings of our state's special limited entry system and other branches of government. Our positive interaction with Commissioner Brown and observation of his work with others in our common industry has led us to enthusiastically support his reappointment. Likewise, the Southeast Alaska Saners Association wholeheartedly supports the appointment of Commissioner Ruprecht. Though obviously newer to this position, Commissioner Ruprecht has wasted no time in jumping in to tackle head-on issues and important matters concerning the Commercial Fisheries Entries Commission. With on-the-job leadership experience and years of managing personnel, Commissioner Ruprecht is just the person to help lead the very capable public servants within the agency. Yet in addition to his strengths with organizational management and project planning, his years of practicing law provide the backdrop for a competent and deliberate decisions, decisions which impact the jobs, livelihoods, and indeed whole communities of the folks of Alaska. We need outstanding individuals, for their sound and well-reasoned decisions reflect the preeminent aspect of the quasi-judicial function of the CFEC commissioners. And we greatly value the wisdom of the crafters of CFEC who instituted three commissioners to head the agency. CFEC was set up to help conserve and stabilize the resource, and CSE is committed to helping conserve and strengthen CFEC. In so doing, we are happy to endorse the appointment of Commissioner Ruprecht and reappointment of Commissioner Brown, and hope that you will do all you can to support them as well. Thank you for your time.
Thank you. Are there any questions? Okay, thank you. Do we have any other public testimony in-house? Okay, let's see. We have online. Nope, this is the only one. Okay. Right. No other public testimony, and there's no one online. I will close public testimony. Are there any further questions from this committee?
Yes.
Yes. Representative Ortiz.
Mr. Brown, you were serving at the pleasure of Governor Parnell, is that correct, prior to this reappointment?
For the record, Benjamin Brown, CFEC. We actually serve at the pleasure of the governor only in the sense that we can be removed for cause once we've been appointed and confirmed. Okay. But yes, I was appointed in my first term by Governor Parnell. Yes, okay. Yes.
So what did you find to be the most challenging part of the job?
Madam Chairman, Representative Ortiz, I think trying to get the sunset on the weather vane scallop program extended was something I spent a great deal of time trying to do. Those who are in the building will remember it. I was unsuccessful, but that was a great challenge because it's such a very specific part of the Limited Entry Act, and I had to learn a great deal about it, and then I had to attempt to make other people care about it enough to learn about it. I was not successful in my efforts in that regard, but that was one of the biggest challenges of the last 4 years. But, Madam Chairman, just generally speaking, every single case that comes before us is very fact-intensive and specific. Many of them, as members of the committee know, are older cases, and so it's not possible to adduce new facts to the record, and you have to review a somewhat old record. So that's been a real challenging thing, and that was a real difference from what I saw as a practicing attorney and as a law clerk, where you actually had live witnesses in front of you and that sort of thing. So those are two examples of some of the interesting challenges I've enjoyed over the past 4 years.
How many different fisheries? I think you testified, or somebody testified before, but how many different fisheries are you folks in charge of?
Well, Madam Chairman, we've limited entry to 68, and 67 of them are still limited because the sunset did come into effect for the weather vane scallop vessel-based limited entry system. So 67 discrete fisheries are limited.
And do any of those particular fisheries, do you feel like offer any harder challenges than the others to manage? Or not to manage, but to permit on?
Well, Madam Chairman, and I actually did mention this, I think, the last time I was before the committee. We have had some proposals recently from fishermen in one particular fishery in Southeast who want to use a different gear type. And there may be some provision in the Act that allows us to do that, but I don't know. And so that's one of the more recent things that has come up. And in fact, it dovetails with an action that was just taken by the North Pacific Fishery Management Council, allowing the use of pots to harvest sablefish in the Gulf for reasons of greater efficiency in preventing bycatch and preventing those annoying whales from stealing the sablefish off the long lines before they're brought up into the boat. So that's an example of how things are constantly changing. The natural environment is constantly changing, and the economic environment is constantly changing, and so that is very much a part of what we need to continue to do and monitor to make sure that we're being responsive to the needs of fishermen.
Thank you very much, ma'am.
Thank you. Anyone else? I have a question for Commissioner Designee Ruprecht, please. Thank you. I'm wondering if you have any experience in any of the fisheries areas?
The only area of experience I really have, I was in the Mariculture Conference back in the 1980s as we were trying to develop up and revive the clamming operations down in Kashimak Bay. We did find some good beds down there and we were looking for markets, but that was a brand new thing going on. So I ended up in law school instead.
So this is kind of a new learning curve
right
for you as well.
But I've been drilling down into it. I come from an area that was had one of the largest lobster fleets just north of Austin, and so I was very familiar with it growing up as a kid, and then of course I've been around it in the state of Alaska for nearly 40 years, you know, and I know an awful lot of people in the industry and that are involved in it.
Thank you. Any other questions? Okay, seeing no other questions, the House Fisheries Committee has reviewed these resumes and recommends the names be forwarded to a joint session for consideration unless I hear objection. Hearing none, this does not reflect the intent by any members to vote for or against this individual during and further sessions for the purpose of confirmation during this session or further sessions for the purposes of confirmation. And this is our final fisheries meeting this session, and I want to thank everybody for attending. I really appreciate it. I look forward to seeing you all next year, and having no further business, I will adjourn at 6:15.